You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Had the strangest conversation with one of my girlfriends, and she looked at me like I had grown a second head when I said it.
What happened?
She wants to go to this one restaurant that's in our town that everybody loves. And I love the food, too. I think it's great. But I refuse to go there because it's one of my 5 blacklisted restaurants in my town.
What happened? Did you have a bad experience? Did somebody else have a bad experience? What?
No, they have a fountain. They have a fountain.
They have a fountain. Like a fountain that waters, you know, like yes. It's made of stone or something, and yes. The fountain comes up. Is it in front? Is it inside? What?
It's in the middle of the seating area, and I have a toddler. So here's the problem I have with Dakota, who's 2, is that if she sees a fountain, we can no longer enjoy our meal as a family or with friends because she will become obsessed with going to the fountain, touching the water, going right. In the water. And I learned early on last year that if there is a fountain, she will soak herself down to her diaper. So I now have a list that I never go to restaurants that have fountains.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a pretty safe rule. I mean, you know, there's exceptions. Like if you're at an amusement park on a hot day or something, then, you know, the restaurant is located next to the fountain. You're going to have to eat somewhere at that point.
Yeah, that would be the only exception.
Yeah,
right.
In the middle of the dining room, you do have a choice. You can make a choice to go someplace else. I have rules about restaurants like that. I mean, not necessarily involving fountains. I don't have an allure to jump in one when I see one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have different things. Like I never go to restaurants that have a live band playing. So like a little quiet duo or something like that is fine.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if your restaurant is going to turn you into a nightclub, you know, right at 7 o'clock and there's going to be 5 guys on stage screaming at me with guitars blaring and all that stuff. No, I don't need that.
I never go to restaurants that don't have booths anymore with my kids anyway. Because again, same thing with Dakota. If I can't corner her in the booth, then it's a free-for-all. Forget it. Try to put her in a seat. No, she's drumming around. I got to get her mask back on. She's headed to the fountain. It's just one problem after another.
I never go to restaurants that have plastic trays and you select dinner while you walk down an assembly line. I don't do that. No. Or if you've got an unlimited deal going on, I'm never going to your restaurant.
I realize that most rules I have about restaurants that I don't go to have to do with my toddler Dakota, to be honest. 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. I never go to restaurants that... Hey, it's Ian on Raven.
I never go to restaurants that require men to wear jackets, and they like write that on the door, on the front door. No, I already know that I can't afford that.
Right.
So, not going.
They're telling me you can't afford this. That's what they're telling me. They're giving me the heads up. It's almost like a courtesy.
I feel like there's not many places anymore that require jackets, though. But when you go there, you know it's a special dinner. You know you're going to shell out some serious cash for it. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. I never go to restaurants that... 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. I never go to restaurants that... Then there's the blank.
And I never go to restaurants that have been shut down temporarily for health reasons, you know, fumigations. You can tell me it's a renovation, but if I see some sort of hazmat vehicle out front, I'm never going there again. I'm sorry.
I have a 2-year-old, so I never go to restaurants that don't have booths, so then I can't corner her if I can't, like, put her inside the booth. And I never go to restaurants that have fountains because she'll play in them and get soaking wet while we're trying to eat dinner.
I never go to restaurants that aren't on a beach where people aren't wearing clothes. Like, if it's a beach restaurant, okay, I get it. Flip-flops, open shirt, whatever it may be. But if it's not a beach restaurant and somebody's in there with their shirt off, I'm not eating there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. I never go to restaurants that...
I never go to restaurants that automatically add 20% tip into the bill because I just feel like... They won't try to give, you know, the best service because they're like, whatever, I already have 20%.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of feel the same way. They do that at like a lot of public places, right? Don't they do that at the theme parks too?
There's a, I don't know about theme parks, but I have seen a lot more restaurants that never did it in the past do it now. And I don't know if it's because of COVID and, you know, you want to help the service out as much as possible, but I do think it should be discretionary.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, listen, depending on the type of place, if you've got larger parties, I understand it takes kind of group service at that point. But either way, you're working for the dollar.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to restaurants that
have a playground in the center of it. I mean, they're just so dirty and it'll be loud with kids when you're trying to eat a burger. You can't focus.
I'm with you. But when I was younger, I loved Chuck E. Cheese. Loved it.
Mm.
And then you'd show up and sometimes like a Burger King would have a ballroom. And you'd be like, this is the greatest Burger King of my life.
Yeah. I want to say I think we're probably different points in our life because now I seek out restaurants that have playgrounds because then I know I could sit in peace for 5 minutes while they're entertained. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to a restaurant that
has too big of a menu. I mean, what a nightmare. When I go to the Cheesecake Factory, I feel like there's so many choices. It takes like 15 minutes to look through the whole menu, and then I've got FOMO because I'm wondering if I ordered the wrong thing. It's awful.
It's true. There's so many different options. You never know what to get. I just stare at that thing. It's like reading a novel.
I feel like when it's so big, too, like, how can they make everything perfectly?
Yeah.
They can't make everything perfectly. If you're only making this thing, like, once a month, how good are you really going to be at making it?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to restaurants that
have an open kitchen. That stuff really freaks me out. It's kind of like I'm watching them to see, you know, are they doing anything, you know, gross with my food? Like, they're going to scratch their ear or, like, rub their nose? I don't know. It's just, I'm always really paranoid. If that stuff's going on, I'd rather go on behind closed doors and I don't get to see it.
You know, it's funny because my parents are restaurant people. We've had restaurants our whole lives. And my dad always was big on having the open kitchen because he's such a clean freak that he always felt like, well, we want people to see this is how we cook. We're
right.
Clean, all that. But I do think that it's a turnoff for a lot of people. You don't want to see the chefs cooking back there.
Sure. No, I get that.
You never go to restaurants that? What is it? Head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.